What you're trying to do today is trying to reheat an old political controversy, largely just going back over old ground. And you could be talking about COVID and the battle against the virus and the pandemic. You could be asking me about getting schools reopening. You could be asking me about the economic crisis and the people who've lost their jobs or may lose their businesses. And it says a lot about your priorities as a person and as a party that you're trying to go on this line of attack again on an issue that was dealt with in November. I made three public statements at the time on the matter, answered questions as best I could based on my knowledge and recollection of events that happened 2 years ago. And I can only answer for myself. I can't answer for other people. It's up to you to either accept my explanations or reject them. That's your choice. But the House heard about this and voted on this already last November. For clarity, the document that I gave Dr. O'Toole was the April 3rd version. I got it from the Department of Health, asked Minister Harris for a version of it. He gave it to me. I didn't retain that. I then asked my advisor, my special advisor who looked after health issues for me, to go and get a copy of it again. She already had a copy. That's the copy that I gave Dr. O'Toole. We released that on FOI already. You have that. You know the differences that are between that document and the final document as published. You went to the trouble last November of counting them. So there's no dispute then or now that there were differences, but there were minor ones.